Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Chris Bubich is going to own Guaranteed Foods by the end of this season. With the amount of gourmet meals on their way to his household right now, this whole thing's going to belong to him. My word, what a win to start this thing off, ladies and gentlemen. Royals continue to ride the best starting rotation in Major League Baseball, and they once again saddle up the Croatian sensation as Chris Bubich spins 7 shutout innings. I mean, let's be real. He took a no-hitter into the 7th inning. He picks up his 5th win of the season, and everyone else around him, like we've seen so often in 2025, the starting pitcher is remarkable. And everyone else around them just finds a way. The Royals once again tonight ride the starting pitcher, and everyone else finds a way to walk away victorious. And like so many of these now 27 victories for your boys in blue, no, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't always pretty, but there were some pretty moments. Michael Garcia with another multi-hit game. Vinny Pasquantino tattooing his 8th home run of the season. Nothing more beautiful, of course, than the performance from Chris Bubich, who lowers his ERA to 1.47. That's the 4th lowest mark in Major League Baseball. Only Zach Greinke, back in that Cy Young Award season of 2009, had a lower mark through his first 10 starts. Again, tonight wasn't pretty. There's plenty to dive into, plenty to nitpick, but it's May, my friends. May 19th, we're about to flip the calendar to May 20th, and at this point of the season, it's about wins. You know, I make the comparison to the Chiefs quite often because the NFL is king and everyone understands the 17-game regular season of football. I don't need the Chiefs to be Super Bowl ready in week 5 and week 6. What I need them to do is find a way. I don't need you to beat the Raiders by a billion. Just beat them and move on to the next. It's May 19th. There's a little under 70% of the season remaining. It's about winning right now. There's plenty of time to do everything except win tonight in San Francisco. There's time to clean up the base running. There's time to see some improvements, yeah, from these, and I hate to say disappointing hitters, because even the guys that have disappointed over the first 49 games have still had their moments. At the dish, defensively. There is still time to see consistent offensive improvement from the guys currently donning the royal blue. There's also time to see some moves made by this front office to help this offense. Acquisitions from the outside and, of course, promotions internally. But the only thing there is not time to do is win tonight in San Francisco. The only time you can do that is tonight, and the Royals did it. 27 wins on the season, 5 games above 500. There's only one team in the American League that has more victories than your boys in blue. That is the first place Detroit Tigers. Royals right now are in a virtual tie for second place, and they take the opener of this 6-game road trip. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's start off with Kevin in Kansas City. Kevin, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Josh. Way to go, Royals. Listen, I love sport. Sport brings the people together. I'm a realist, so I recognize that it's entertainment. But I just wanted to call in and give you your props because human beings are the most important. I put you and esteem you with Kevin Harlan, Mitch Holters, and Denny Matthews. I think you are the best at what you do, and God bless you, brother.
Wow, well, what a way to start off the show. Very nice of you to say all that, but boy, the fellas on the diamond worked way too hard for me to get any sort of attention to start this show off. Royals win 3-1. The Royals have now scored 3 runs or fewer in 9 of the last 10 games. And somehow gone 4-6 in that stretch. They win tonight in classic late September, October fashion. Great pitching, and it comes down to one of your stars coming through in the big moments. And Vinny Pasquantino, for as much as he has fallen short in the big moments at the dish, right? We talked about it earlier today on the On Deck Show, and I thought we would be talking about it on the postgame show with how that first inning went. Bobby Witt Jr. with a first inning double. So he's on second with one out, and Vinny rolls it over, hits it back to the pitcher. Salvi flies out, and the threat is thwarted. As the two guys that have disappointed the most in the biggest moments, Vinny and Salvi disappoint once again there in the first inning, but Vinny makes good with his two-out, two-run, game-winning home run in the eighth inning. Vinny Pasquantino now hitting .303 in the month of May. His team-leading eighth home run was all that Chris Bubich and the bullpen would need. Carlos Estevez puts the bow on this win, his 14th save on the season. There are only two closers in the sport with more saves than the final boss in blue. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Matt Quatrero tossed for the first time this season, sixth time in his career. Tossed by second base umpire Jordan Baker there in the seventh inning. And Paul Hoover takes over and does what he has done in the past. Pick up Matt Quatrero, pick up the boys, and pick up a W in San Francisco. Yeah, Q quite angry. Maybe he said the magic word to get thrown, but it did look to me like Jordan Baker was a touch too quick to thumb the skipper. Now, did Q have an argument? Was Willy Adames blocking second base in that seventh inning as Dyrone Blanco's trying to get into scoring position with Michael Massey at the dish and nobody out? Yeah, the knee was down, and by the letter of the law, that's interference. So Q was right, but Dyrone Blanco was picked off nonetheless. Royals making quite a few mistakes on the base paths once again tonight. And, you know, mistakes. Yes, there were a couple of mistakes. I don't know if Dyrone Blanco was necessarily a mistake. You want him aggressive. It was a mistake. What am I saying? Three base running mistakes. But you know what? Three runs for the offense, and that was enough. We could focus on the negative. I know what this show often becomes. And look, I'm guilty of it too. I almost just went down that path right there with the base running. And we could talk about it. Now, we could talk about Isbell in the third, Renfro in the ninth, and of course, Blanco there in the seventh. We could talk about the base running. But what matters most is the win. They got the win. They're five games above 500. They have Detroit coming to town in just over a week. They go to Minnesota, the team that they're in that virtual tie with for second place. They go to the Twin Cities coming up this weekend. Michael Lorenzen takes the ball tomorrow as the Royals look to take the series in San Francisco. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Nick in Knob Noster. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, can you hear me?
I got you. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, you touched on it right there, the base running. I mean, we had there in the Cardinals series a couple outs on the bases that were costly, and, you know, like you said again tonight. But how about Kyle Isbell and what he's been doing this year? He's been coming up big for us when we've needed somebody to come up big for us.
No doubt. Yeah, that's well said. Obviously, everyone knows the defender that Kyle Isbell is, so I don't think that's been a surprise this season. The two surprises from Izzy have been the, at times, back-breaking base-running mistakes. Now, the totality of his base-running decisions this season have been fine. He's been a slightly above-league average base-runner for the year. Coming into tonight, that is, maybe... Maybe he falls slightly below league average after his mistake there in the third inning. So the base running has been a disappointing surprise, but no doubt about it, the offense has been shocking. Right? I think that's fair. Yeah, I never would have predicted that nearly 50 games into the season, Kyle Isbell's hitting .278 with an OPS better than league average. A better than league average Kyle Isbell at the plate to go with that defensively. There's just no question you can win a championship with him in center field. A .721 OPS in the ninth spot while playing top five defensive center field, top five in the American League. I mean, just look at what he's done over the past month. You know, a full month of baseball. He's batting .339 with an OPS of .864. You know, league average OPS is about .700. For the past month of baseball, Izzy has that OPS up to .864. No doubt about it. Good job giving some love to Kyle Isbell, one of the four Royals with multi-hit nights tonight. Vinny, Izzy, Mark Canna, and Michael Garcia's team-leading 16th multi-hit game of the season. Let's go to Michael in Platte City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Appreciate you taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, obviously for Bubich, he's just rising to the top as a starting pitcher. It's like, wow. I just love watching this kid. You know, tough in L West, obviously. And Vinny, you know, coming up big there in the clutch when we were desperate for something. God, something. And then, you know, Blanco there, that he, I want to see him slide a little harder. When you see a guy blocking the bag,
yeah, go into him.
Go in with your cleats. Like say,
or slide right into him. I know you put your fingers up to possibly be broken, but show the umpire that he's blocking the base. I don't know. That's easy to say from thousands and thousands of miles away.
Well, but, I played some ball back in the old school days with the cleats, and, you know, we were just taught going hard. You know, if the rules change, they change. But, hey, if the league's going to let something happen, so be it. And then I'll listen off air here, Vern. So in the fourth inning there, HUD had mentioned seeing Bonds in the cages, and then LeFever just jumped his ass and said, the batting cages. I think anyone listening to the Royals all knew he was talking about the batting cages. So I'll just listen off air to your comment on that. Thank you.
I don't know exactly the exchange. But I know there is like a chain link fence in the outfield that has Bonds written on it. Maybe Ryan was clarifying that. No, the only thing I heard between HUD and Ryan tonight was HUD giving Ryan a bunch of love for how great he did at the gala on Thursday with the 85 guys of the 2015 team. Michael, nice to hear from you. Royals win 3-1. It's a win. You know, we can dive into the offense. We can talk about how they need a bat. We know they need a bat. Everyone knows they need a bat. But the bats they need most right now are Vinny, India, Bobby, and Salvi. You need your big bats to be big to get you to the trade deadline, to get you, you know what, not to the trade deadline, to get you to June when the trade deadline and action starts percolating. Now, tonight, Salvi goes 0 for 4, but Jonathan India jump-started that two-run eighth inning with a one-out double. A nine-pitch battle with Taylor Rogers, the submarine right-hander. A nine-pitch battle for Jonathan India, and he takes a 2-2 sinker down in the zone, rips it to deep center field. He reached base twice tonight. Two batters later, Vinny puts two on the board for the good guys, and that's all this pitching staff would need. Royals win 3-1. We'll take our first quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
To schedule.
You're listening to the all-new 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. KFNZ FM and AM HD1 and HD2 Kansas City in Odyssey Sports Station. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
The 1-0 pitch. Pasquantino launches it deep to right field. Matos is onto the track. Looks up. It's out of here. Out of the second row bleachers, up above the high right field fence. Vinny Pasquantino clears the bricks and scores the first two runs of the game with one swing. 2-0 Royals in the top of the eighth inning.
Vinny Pasquantino takes a 1-0 slider down and away from the right-handed submarine-style pitcher Taylor Rogers. Oh, he saw that thing all the way out of the hand. He guides it 399 feet over the right center field wall. Again, his team-leading eighth home run. 100 miles per hour off of the bat, and with Jonathan India standing on second base, it counts for two. Royals would go on to win 3-1, so that Vinny home run was all they needed. Pasquantino now has 14 RBIs in his last 15 games, a stretch that's also seen him drill 8 extra base hits and have 7 multi-hit efforts, including tonight. Vinny Pasquantino's game-winning 8th inning 2-run blast is tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals led at the end of 8, and this season, that's been an automatic W. Royals now 24-0 this season when they lead after 8. Let's go to the phone calls. We go to Tucker in Platte City. You're on 96.5 The Fan, Tucker. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I was wanting to talk about kind of a tough subject, especially I've been a Royals fan forever. I mean, I love the way they're playing right now. Obviously, our pitching has been phenomenal lately, and I noticed just on like a night like tonight, we got 10 hits, only 3 runs out of it. Some of that's base running errors. I just want to know what your thoughts are on how much of that is a lineup issue, like the batting order. I know we've had Salvi in our cleanup spot forever, and he's obviously been struggling. What do you think that's something that should be moved around, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, listen, there are no bad ideas when you've scored four runs or fewer in 41 of your 49 games, right? Dead last in the American League and way too many offensive statistics. There are no bad ideas. And this is not a bad idea, but with a guy like Salvi, sure, you could move him down to the five spot. You know, have Mark Canna hit cleanup against lefties, have Michael hit cleanup against righties. Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Handle it properly, go to him as a, and they would, of course, go to him as a professional, speak to him like he is the captain in the face of this organization. Yeah, Salvi's been going through it. It's been well over a month since he last hit a home run. And I've said for a while, you cannot have a 35-year-old catcher hitting cleanup in the second half of the season if you want to win the division. But it's not as if we'll get to a place this season where Salvi's hitting seventh. Can we? Could we get to a place this year where Salvi's hitting below the sixth spot? Now, Salvi's a pro, as we've already seen over the past year and a half with his embrace of first base because of what Freddie Fermin has shown. You know, Salvi will put the team first. Salvi always puts the team first. You know, he's not a guy that, hey, I'm 60%, put me in the lineup even if it's at the detriment of the team. There have been plenty of players like that that I've covered in the years being around this Royals team, but Salvi's not one of them. Puts the team first. My guess is that hasn't been broached yet by this coaching staff, dropping Salvi in the lineup. Because, you know, he's always been a streaky hitter. Outside of Bobby and Vinny, there's nobody that brings the power that Salvi can bring, has brought. But sure, no, it's a fair point. It's a legit discussion. But I'm going to go back to what I said to open up this show. There's plenty of time to do everything but win this game tonight. Now, there's time for Salvi to get it turned around, but there's also time to adjust the lineup with Salvi in it. There's also time to make the trade that allows you to move Salvi out of the cleanup spot. There's time to bring up Jack Caglione, which could eventually lead you to drop Salvi a little bit lower in the lineup. No matter how much you drop him, he's going to be a key cog. It's not as if he's going to become a backup catcher, a backup first baseman, a bench player. For numerous reasons, one of which, he's making north of $20 million this season. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. I appreciate the phone call, Tucker. Royals have a decision to make this offseason, a $13.5 million team option on Salvi. He turns 36 next season, but right now, yeah, he's making 22 mil. You need him to earn it. Lord knows he's working his tail off to attempt to earn it, but right now, offensively, just not getting it done tonight. 0 for 4. Only one opportunity with a runner in scoring position, and he flew out in the first. 0 for 4 with a pair of punchouts. Salvi has his OPS down to 578. That's almost 140 points below league average. 913-586-7965. Salvi should be very grateful that his Venezuelan brother, Michael Garcia's, picked up the slack in a big way. Mikey's now hitting 306 on the season. That's top 15 in Major League Baseball. My game notes after this 3-1 Royals victory are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. We go to Scotty in Midtown. Scotty, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys, and you're one of the best. And once again, good day to be a Royals fan, man.
You know it. Yes, sir.
When you were talking about the big four, man, you left out Mikhail, man. I think we have to put him in this. So I've got a couple options with the other guy that was talking about the lineup, and I want to go to the pitching. I would almost suggest, and this is going to sound crazy, but I've seen it work with veteran hitters before, like White Sox did with Carlton Fisk back in the day. You move them up a spot. you put him at three behind Bobby because he's going to get more fastballs because Bobby's going to be on base and taking off. And then you move Vinny to four, and you put Mikhail at five. That might stabilize. Now, I know that's a lot of fluidity. It might stabilize the lineup.
Well, yesterday, Scotty.
Jack. Huh?
Yeah, yesterday, Scotty, Salvi hit third behind Bobby and had a pair of hits.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be getting tons of fastballs, which I think would get him back in the kind of the groove. Sure. I can't wait for Jack to come up. Man, this kid looks ready. I mean, I know you don't want to rush him. Like the Yankees did Judge's first year when he came on, hit like a buck 80. But then it's gone click ever since, and he's amazing. Yeah. Maybe we've lucked into that. He sure looks like we have. And as the pitching, man, Bubik, he impresses me. I don't want to ramble too much, but man, I grew up in 70s and 80s Royals baseball, and Paul Splittorff, Larry Gura, and like Dennis Leonard were some of my favorite pitchers. And they all did it with guile and precision. You didn't have to throw it 150 miles an hour. Bubik's the same way, man. He's throwing it in the low 90s, but no one seems to be able to square him up. And once again, man, you're the man. Go Royals. Man, our pitching is sick. Oh, the other one, that kid they called up from AAA, Noah, I am nothing but impressed in that guy, and I'm going to get off the air, bud.
Oh, he's a man. He is a 25-year-old grown-ass man talking about the St. Joseph product, Noah Cameron. Yeah, and as far as Chris Bubik, you're 100% right. I wouldn't go as far as to call him a crafty lefty, right? We've seen that fastball, 95, 96. That's more than a crafty lefty. But what he does that those crafty southpaws have done in the past is he can throw four or five different pitches to all four quadrants, and he's comfortable going to all four, all five at any point in any count. It's hard to guess along with Chris Bubik. Tonight, again, seven innings of two-hit baseball. His first hit was a disputed hit. It originally was scored an error as Michael Massey slipped on the outfield grass, allowing a routine ground ball to find its way into right field. No fault of Michael Massey's, just you slip. So originally it was charged as an error because it was the routine ground ball, but it eventually was overturned into a base hit in the sixth inning. That was the first hit allowed by Bubik. He would give up a second knock in the seventh inning, a hard hit double to Clark Schmidt. Pretty sure his name is not Clark. That's the pitcher for the Yankees. So Schmidt, I don't know your first name, brother. And, well, you didn't score because Chris Bubik was on the mound and got an outstanding inning-ending double play. Men on second and third after that Schmidt double. Right, Adames is on third, Schmidt's on second base, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning, there's no score at this point. And it looks like, all right, Giants are about to take the lead and then go to their bullpen, and this thing could get bad. No score, bottom of the seventh inning, two on, two in scoring position with only one out. And a line drive goes right to Bobby Witt Jr., not a hard hit line drive, a soft line drive, but Willie Adames on third base does not get back to the bag in time as the infield of the Royals was playing in. Bobby makes the catch and just sort of underhand pitched it, like a quarterback running the veer, just pitched it to Mike Hell at third base to double off Adames and to finish off that threat. It was an amazing play, and quite honestly, that could have been our MVP air conditioning cool play of the game, but instead we went with the game-winning two-run blast from Vinny Pasquantino. Bubik, though, as I mentioned, is without question tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, and he'll once again receive a gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to Chris Bubik, now 5-2 on the season, and I would imagine he has at least five or six of those gourmet meals posted up at his place. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Chris Bubik, who tonight turned in his team-leading seventh quality start, and the Royals' 25th quality start on the season. That's the major league leading 25th quality start of the season. That's more than half of the Royals' games in 2025. Just amazing stuff. After the game, Chris Bubik receive the Joel Goldberg on-field treatment on FanDuel Sports Network, talking about returning home to Northern California, pitching in front of friends and family, and pitching at the place where he kind of instilled hope into this fan base back in 2023, when it appeared that, wow, maybe we do have something different with this new manager and this new coaching staff and this new pitching department. Man, Chris Bubich looks as if he has unlocked something. Unfortunately, that start back in April of 2023 was his last real start before Tommy John surgery. But he's back tonight. He turns in 7 shutout innings and had this to say after the game.
It's always cool. I think we don't get to come here that often, and you know, each of the last few years we've gotten to come here. I've been able to pitch here, so that was my third time. Really cool. I actually didn't feel very good at the start of the game for whatever reason. Just didn't get in the rhythm quite fast. But to be here with family and friends to get a W, clutch hitting there at the end. Defense was great behind me all night, and it was a good team win.
Let's talk about that defense, because I don't know how Bobby Witt Jr. pulled that off, the Houdini act. What did you see? What's your thought as you see that thing transpire?
Yeah, I didn't really think there was a chance that could ever happen. Second and third, one out. You know, you kind of get a weak contact right there. I was looking for something on the ground, you know, with our infield in, but for Bobby and Michael to make that play just came at such a great time. That's a clutch play in a situation that calls for that. So I think, you know, they did a great job, and then we scored the next inning, so that momentum, you know, definitely carried over, and, it was great to get out of that inning.
We so often hear or see a pitcher give up that first hit, no hitter going, and then maybe you lose a little focus, maybe not, or you're pitching out of the stretch. But in this one, they rule it an error, then they switch it. How much aware were you of that, if at all?
I saw it in the dugout in between innings, but to be honest, I never really thought about it at all the whole game. I was more kind of frustrated with myself, kind of falling behind counts early in the game, and scattering a couple of those walks there. But for the most part, we kept guys off balance. Salvi was kind of an underrated moment, but Salvi, the pick he had in that at-bat that we just talked about with the Fitzgerald at-bat, the pick he had 1-0 to dig that out, or the 0-0. I pulled the changeup really badly when he squared the bunt, but the pick he had, probably, you know, that saved a run for sure. But overall, it was a good mix. We stuck with it, got in a rhythm, got better as I went, and like I said, it was a good team win all around.
All right, last thing, you might be getting used to pitching here a little bit, but have you thought about how far you've come since the last time you pitched here and Tommy John followed a couple of starts later, what this journey's been like?
Yeah, that was a fun day, a little over 2 years ago. It was a good outing, but definitely one I'll never forget, given, you know, how I felt after the outing with my elbow and all that. But I think now, you know, it's always fun here. But to be honest, I kind of just treated it like any other game tonight. I mean, I think, you know, pitching and defense has always been the key for us, and I think it definitely showed tonight. But to come back here, like I said, do it in front of family and friends that, you know, I get to say hi to right after, and it definitely feels better after a win, for sure.
7 shutout innings from Chris Bubich, who's not only posted the 4th lowest ERA in the sport, he has the 7th most innings pitched. He's top 15 in strikeouts. He's top 20 in whip. He's the ace right now with Lugo and Reagans on the shelf. Bubich is the ace of the staff. Honestly, even if Reagans and Lugo were healthy, the numbers say that Chris Bubich is the ace of the staff. Him and Waka need to be big over the next few weeks with last year's top 5 American League Cy Young Award finalists, both on the injured list. 913-586-7965. Royals win 3-1. They push their record to 5 games above 500. Let's go back to the phone calls and go to Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I was just really happy to see Bubich doing so well tonight. And the other good thing about tonight is not only did the Royals win, but it also kind of helped the Padres stay one little step ahead of the Giants. So kind of double for me tonight.
Well, good for you. Bully for you. Nice to hear from you, Kathy. Appreciate it. Chris Bubich not only helping out your Padres, but helping out the Royals maintain one of the three best ERAs in Major League Baseball. As a staff, they're once again below three. An ERA of 2.93 for Royals starting pitching. The most innings pitched in the sports and the most strikeouts in the American League. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Verna. Happy Tuesday to you, man. That's always great to get a Royals win. Nice road win by the boys in blue and those pitchers. That was a great duel by those lefties, two stout lefties. That was fun to watch. Yeah, Chris Bubich, way to go, man. Keep up the great work by that young guy, and the bullpen did good too. Vern, last night, thanks for correcting me on the Garcia stat on leading off. You know, I'm just sometimes carrying a boulder on my shoulder. Sometimes I'm getting a little older and I don't get those.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Ball game. Carlos Estevez locks it down to the bottom of the ninth. And the Royals have a second consecutive win and a second consecutive heart pounder. Royals 3, Giants 1.
It's Jake Eisenberg with the final call tonight. Royals win. 27-22 on the season. Only Detroit has more wins in the American League than your Kansas City Royals, who improved to 24-6 when they hold opponents below four runs. They did just that tonight behind another outstanding effort from Chris Bubich. Seven shutout innings, two hits, three walks, five punchouts. I see someone on the text line disappointed that Chris Bubich is not listed on MLB.com as a Cy Young Award option. Yeah, I don't know exactly what you're talking about with MLB.com, but I can tell you FanDuel has Chris Bubich listed in their American League Cy Young Award odds. Only seven American League pitchers have better odds than Bubich. Skubal, Hunter Brown of the Astros, Max Fried of the Yankees, Garrett Crochet from Boston, the Rangers, Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom, and then Brian Wu with the Seattle Mariners. And then Chris Bubich, who has the same odds right now that he had before the game, before he spun seven innings of shutout baseball. Someone curious about Bubich's ERA and where it stacks up compared to Zach Greinke's in 2009. Bubich is at 1.47. Greinke was sub-1. Through 10 starts in 2009. Appreciate you listening. Text line is always there for you, 913-586-7965. A lot of love for Chris Bubich coming in on the text line, understandably so. Anthony in Blue Springs says he wasn't happy about the Brady Singer trade, although credit to upper management, they knew something about Chris Bubich when they allowed Brady Singer to go. Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of Bubich, I'm sure it's going to come up as Vinny Pasquantino addressed the media inside that victorious Royals clubhouse a little while ago, and the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network were there to hear Vinny.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I still remember his start here a few years ago. And it's just like, I mean, what he's doing right now. I mean, hitters getting to first base, talking about how frustrating it is facing him. I mean, that's what you're looking for. He was ridiculous again tonight. I mean, he's been so good for us. He's been a horse for us, and it's really fun to watch. And he's just really tough on hitters. So.
Do you sometimes get bored when he's on the mound?
No, never. Never. I will never get bored when these guys are doing what they're doing because it's so much fun to watch. How many strikeouts did he have tonight?
Five.
So there was a lot of like action. One walk, maybe?
Three
walks. So, I mean, he's just so good at getting weak contact, just mixing guys up. And what did he went seven full tonight, right? just a really, really good start.
I don't want to use the word effortless because there's no such thing in Major League Effort, but he was just so easy going tonight on the mound.
I think the way I would frame it is there's so much conviction with what he does that, not that it is effortless, because like you said, like nothing's effortless in this, but it's just he's so confident in what he's got that it almost kind of puts you on your heels as a hitter, because it's like, oh, he's got, you know, he's shaking to three different things. He's, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that. It just makes it tough for you. It's just a tough at bat, and he's doing a phenomenal job for us.
If you were in the box against him, how would you approach him?
I don't know. I like playing behind him.
There you go. Vinny Pasquantino, 2-for-4 on the night. Royals win 3-1. 913-586-7965. A few more from the text line quickly. John in Mission, simply put, Chris Bubich is a badass. Scott in Phoenix is celebrating Vinny's big fly, hoping that it's just the big hit needed to get his bat going. Dan and KCK love it on not only Chris Bubich, but that double play we mentioned earlier to finish off the seventh inning. A great play by Bobby and great heads up by Michael Garcia to get back to the bag in time to get Willy Adames. Jake from Virginia wants a brighter light shined on Kyle Isbell. Jake, I hear you. I know a lot of people think that Kyle Isbell doesn't get the attention he deserves, but I maintain that next to Salvi and Bobby, Kyle Isbell has the most fans in Royals Nation. Maybe that's a hot take, but I talk to a lot of Royals fans, and Izzy's name comes out of their mouth very quickly. Josh writes into the text line, Vern, the Royals have 31 home runs. Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge combined have 32. I cannot verify those statistics, but that sounds right. That sounds right. Andy and Lee Summit is curious why we can't quit Hunter Renfro. Renfro tonight, 0-for-3 with a walk. 0-for-3, by the way, against Giants starting pitcher Robbie Ray. Ray, the former Cy Young Award winner tonight, went 7 shutout innings himself. He scattered 6 hits, walked 1, and struck out 7. So Bubich has the better final line, but the Royals offensively were stymied by Ray. They had opportunities, but some base running mistakes and some gripping the bat a touch too tight. They're unable to get to Robbie Ray, and no surprise that Hunter Renfro was unable to get to the Giant southpaw. He's now 0 for his last 26 against Robbie Ray. 0 for 26 with 14 punchouts. I don't know how much longer Hunter Renfro has. The better Jack Caglione does in Omaha, the obviously the worse it is for Hunter Renfro. When I say worse, no matter what, the money he's owed, he's going to receive it. So I don't know how tough it really is or will be for him go home to his newborn. Right? Chris Stratton just got $3 million to go home to his family. Spike in St. Joe is disappointed with the base running tonight. No doubt, 3 mistakes out there. Kyle Isbell in the third. Dyrone Blanco's picked off in the seventh. And Hunter Renfro runs into an out in what could have been a big inning for the Royals there in the ninth. Guy in Gladstone's even in a good mood tonight, giving some love to Chris Bubich and Michael Garcia. Michael tonight, 2-for-4. He's now batting .342 on the road this season. That's one of the 10 best batting averages, one of the 10 best road batting averages in all of Major League Baseball. Listen, the offense, we live another day to talk about it, to gripe about it, to bemoan the fact that this offense has struggled so, and yet, here we are, Royals. Second most wins in the American League, and now they hand the ball to one of the best number 5 starters in the sport, Michael Lorenzen. He squares off with Hayden Birdsong in Game 2 of this series as the Royals look to take the series in Northern California. It's an 8:45 first pitch, and again, I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show Tuesday night starting at 7:30. Did I even talk about Bobby Witt Jr.? Did I really just do an entire postgame show and not talk about the best player on the planet who, oh, by the way, just picked up another double, continues to lead Major League Baseball, He's hitting 302. There are only 20 batters in the sport hitting better than 300. And two of them are on your team. Hey, go to sleep, Kansas City. We got another baseball game coming up later on today. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.